KY4JN. KY4JN, looking for a radio check. JN, KY4JN, looking for a radio check.
4JN, K4OIM. The name's Walt. I'm a Bureau Lake born in Edmond. You are making the repeater very well. No white noise or nothing.
News. I've been 3 days trying to program this radio manually, and I think I figured it out. This is Gene on this Edmond Anderson.
So you programmed it.
The dual band, it's 75 watt high and 25 watt low, and the manual I got was written in English, but I swear to God, it was Chinese.
That one of their handy talkies that supposed to be 10 watts. I looked at the manual and I just put the thing back in the charging dock. I've had that thing about 2 months and I hadn't fooled with it no more. And I've never heard your call on here before. Are you new to the area or new to the hobby?
I took my technician license in March. Is that right? Yeah, March, the end of March, and I took my general the very next month, and I took my extra the next month, so I have not been on this repeater before. This is brand new to me. I'm normally on Sassafras Mountain or one up here on AMMED, so I've had this radio for probably 3 months, and I've only tried to do anything with it for the last two or three days.
Here is on top of Mount Mitchell at 3,500 feet, and we got a pretty large footprint, and we have a net here every night at 9 o'clock, and I am one of the net control stations. I call the net on Tuesday night, and tonight, KI4DOS, Gavery and Easley, he calls the net tonight, and after we go through the roll call, he has a swap meet where anybody wanting to buy, sell, or trade radio equipment, that's the place to be. And we have a different net control station each night of the week. And we'll all be glad if you join us at night at 9 o'clock.
Invite. I appreciate that, and I definitely will be there. I am so thrilled I am hitting this repeater with this radio. My handy talkie, I was hitting Sassafras Mountain without a problem, but I never could break this repeater with my handheld, so I'm very excited about hitting this one and being able to join that net. I'm also excited that maybe now I can start doing some simplex.
Here belongs to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and they meet the first Monday of each week month at the Red Cross Building in Greenville, right across from the Greenville VA. You don't have to be a member of the club or nothing to use the repeater. And we have several different ways of checking into the net. If you're not going to be around your radio, you can download EchoLink to your phone or your computer, and you can check in through EchoLink. Or we have a pre-net check-in. You go to the Brar's website and click on, there'll be a drop box or saying free check-in. Click on it, put your call sign, your name, and your location, and the net control station, they go through that list before 9 o'clock. If you check in using the pre-check-in after 9 o'clock, won't show up to the next day. And on Tuesday night, when I called the net, after I closed the net down and sent the net report in, I host a roundtable discussion for anybody new to the hobby, or if you've been in the hobby. I've been in it 43 years, and I'm still learning from this group of guys. We have some people along there that is very, very smart when it comes to antennas. And W4DJW, our net manager, he can tell you about anything about computers. And we've got Andy up on Table Rock. He knows about everything about repeaters. So we've always got somebody that sticks around for the round table asking questions and getting answers. And I'm proud of starting that. I started the round table about 2 months ago. And we have helped people upgrade to general or up to extra class. And the net is fun. It's a formal net, but it's, we start, you check in alphabetical order. Tuesday night, when I called the net, I start with India through Lima, I through L, and go through the alphabet that way. And then when...
Repeater, time out, exit. Repeater, time out, clear.
Ham, KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, K4OIM. Yep, Ted, I know I timed it out.
Send out of it.
He's explaining to us why didn't he write his call sign down or his name about the net. But, are you at the deer camp?
KO4NUE. Sorry, Walt, I had to step out of the truck. You still in there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Trying to get motivated to do something today. And I don't know what's happened to me the last 2 nights. I'm usually having trouble sleeping, but I didn't wake up yesterday at 11:30, and today it was 10:30. The next thing you might know, it seems like in 10 minutes it's time for me to go up here to New Prospect, pick my grandson up from school, and then the day is shot. KO4NUE, K4OIM.
You know how that goes. I just pulled in up here at the deer camp today, and I'm going to check things out up here and see kind of what's going on. I'm going to see if I can see any big cat prints or anything like that. It's got me a little bit concerned. But anyway, I just want to say hello, and have a good day, sir. And I appreciate you. KO4NUE. I'm clear, Walt. Have a good day, sir.
K4OIM. Yeah, after I went to bed last night, I was late there thinking about you describing the noise that you and Anna heard up there. And that brought back memories. I'd be laying there in the bed at night with up there. I don't know if you know where Turner Spring is up there at Dryson Mountain. It's about a quarter of a mile past the wireman's driveway down there. There's a spring comes out of the mountain, and we lived in the house there. The house has been long gone now. But I laid there in bed and heard them panthers up on Dryson Mountain screaming, and you would swear it was a woman. Or a baby crying, that they make a sound that's just like that. So, KO4NUE, you watch out for that cat up there. And 7-3's cat, good talking to you. K4OIM, I'll be out, bud, monitoring.
Good day, bud. I'll talk at you later. I'll see you on the net tonight. I'm gonna hang around up here for the night and see what I can see. So, I'll see you then. L4NUE, I'm clear.